We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
This is quite possibly my favorite story of 2020. Like I said yesterday, we were talking about all the things that we hope we get to hang on to post-pandemic.
Yeah.
You know, things that we've, you know, been introduced to that were like, whoa, this is a great idea.
Mm.
Thank you, Governor Abbott, for the take-home alcohol from restaurants.
Oh, bless you, sir.
Yeah. All right. There is a, it's right around the corner from where we are, right off Mockingbird. There's a brand new business that's supposed to be opening up on Monday.
That's exciting to be able to open a new business and during a pandemic. That's great.
We got to give a big shout out to Kimberly Haley Coleman, who has decided to open up something very unique, probably one of a kind. And I would venture to say the only one here in the United States, quite possibly the world.
Oh, so wow. Like the first in their industry?
Yes.
Cool.
She's opening a tickle bar.
Say what now?
It's called the Tickle Bar.
Like,
what do they serve?
Tickle.
They serve tickles.
Like tickling?
Like tickle, yes. Tickles. Like somebody, is that legal?
Well,
to serve tickles?
She obviously had to apply for a permit to tickle.
A tickle permit?
Yeah. So, yeah.
Do you have to sign like a waiver?
For what?
I don't know.
For tickle?
Yeah. Like tickle harassment?
Imagine if you go in, you've basically submitted yourself to being tickled.
I guess.
Yeah.
But like, if you go to the tickle bar and want to be tickled,
then you're
why
in the
are you
wrong
going
place.
To the tickle bar?
Correct. You're right.
At the appointment time, guests will be greeted at the door by a masked technician.
Mm-hmm.
A tickle technician.
A tickle tech?
Yeah.
Okay, do you have to go to school for that? Tickle tech?
Yeah.
Tickle tech U, that's where I went to school, guys.
It's like a 30-minute online
course.
Yeah. Certification.
They just email your certificate.
Yeah. Put it up on the wall.
Okay, so this
certified
is
since 2020. Yeah.
Tickles.
So as long as you're wearing a mask, she says, yes, this is a no mask, no service business.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, tickling, you can imagine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The guests will be taking into a waiting area, serve pink cookies and a glass of rosé.
Not mad at that.
From there, guests will be taken to one of the 5 tickle tents.
Ew.
Now, these are Moroccan-style tents adorned with fairy lights where they'll be given the options to take your shirt off.
Oh.
As well as close the tent flap for privacy.
Okay.
Whoa. Hold on, I'm not done.
There's more?
Yes. The list of shiver-inducing services is short and sweet. Hair play?
What?
Back tickles? Or both?
Well, obviously, go for the combo.
25 to 50 minutes. Yeah, exactly.
Go big or go home.
Yeah.
50 minutes of tickling?
Yep.
Who can handle that without peeing their pants? That's a lot of tickle.
Hold on, I'm not done.
Oh, my God, there's
more. How is that possible?
That's what I don't understand. How?
Okay. Back tickles can involve feathers and textures. Mm. Shape tracing, in quotes, and a soft touch or firmer scratches for more ticklish individuals.
Okay.
This is bordering on a salacious line here.
Likewise, the hair play sessions can also involve a variety of combs or devices.
Devices. That opens up the door to a whole lot of things.
Like, I can't help but think of like...
Hold on. Still not done.
How?
What is left?
She is hosting an outdoor, masked, socially distant tickle pink event tomorrow.
Ooh.
3:30 in the afternoon.
I'm free. Are you guys free?
Let's go. Says drop by for a free t-shirt and pink feather boa and some Insta-worthy pictures of shirtless guys in feather wings. If you'd like a tickle teaser, you must notify them in advance. Otherwise, you can watch and see what all the ooh-ah is about.
Okay.
I hope the new COVID restrictions don't put this on hold.
Yeah, technically it's a bar, right? Bars are closed.
Here's my thing. What's creepier? That you're going and getting
tickled. By the way, they're giving you pink cookies, so they get, since they serve
food. Oh, they serve food. You're right. Okay.
Oh, okay, so that counts. Yeah. I was going to say, what's creepier? Uh-huh. Going and getting tickled or being a spectator tomorrow?
Watching people get tickled?
Yeah, that's weird.
I wonder. Okay.
Like, online, you got to pay for that to watch.
Yeah. You got to register.
That's a swipe up.
You've got to do the, do you verify that you're 18 and old?
Yes.
All right. Do you get a massage?
Yeah, totally.
Would you get tickled?
No.
Okay. Lucky, do you get a massage?
No.
Would you get tickled?
Absolutely not.
Okay. So neither. If you had to choose between the two, which would you get?
Massage.
Okay.
Jeff, do you?
Tickle me pink. All day.
You would rather be tickled than get a massage.
Right.
What is wrong with you right now?
I don't know.
That makes zero sense.
I want to go. Like, you know me, I won't get a massage.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I will not do a massage.
But you're so fine with tickling.
I don't know why.
Lucky, I could give you a free trial right now.
I know
why
you.
Not?
Because at least this is a random stranger I don't know that
How
can tickle me.
How is that better? How is it better to get tickled by a stranger than it is someone that you know and love? Like me and Lucky. Lucky, tickle him.
No.
I don't want to touch him.
I feel like you're going to go, and it's going to be a disaster, because you're going to be terrible at this.
You can see the headline, Dallas Morning News, local DJ, .. Miles in the Morning, 98.7 K-Love, irony there, and song just came up.
Mm-hmm.
She's a very kinky girl. She's a super freak.
She's super freaky.
We were talking about the owner of the Tickle Bar.
Yeah.
Yes.
That opens on Monday. Mm-hmm. Right here in Dallas.
Yep.
Yeah, right down the road, actually.
First of its kind.
Mm-hmm.
The owner's on the phone with us right now.
What?
Yes. I was just saying, this is my favorite story of 2020 so far.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear. I don't know that it could get any crazier. I'm thinking at a time like this, this is just when we needed it.
So we're talking to Kimberly Haley Coleman?
Kimberly Haley Coleman, right.
She has just opens on Monday, as a matter of fact, the Tickle Bar on, was it Mockingbird and Hillside? Is that right?
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. We're in Lakewood on the east side of Dallas, but hopefully we'll be all over the nation by next year.
I'm telling you right now.
So you're planning to branch out already?
Well, we're going to wait and see if people are crazy enough to come. But if they are, then absolutely. I'll do tickle trucks, tickle tents. We'll go to fairs, festivals, parks, you name it.
I think you guys should sell tickle pickles.
Oh, no.
What?
That's a great idea for an ornament.
The tickle pickle.
Yeah. Right? Maybe you could add that to the menu, because I know that you're serving rosé and pink cookies. Maybe you could serve some pickle beer along with it.
Brilliant tickle pickle lager.
Yeah. I love
that'll be our next iteration on the list.
All right. Kimberly, how did you come up with this idea? It's brilliant.
Well, so I've been running another company for a couple of decades. It's completely unrelated, where we do humanitarian assistance projects in 26 countries around the world. But that really requires all of our borders to be open, planes to be running, people able to travel, for it to be safe to travel. So I've had some free time. We've been doing virtual experiences and things like that. So I was thinking, well, what other experiences would people pay for? What would I pay for? What am I missing? What do I want?
Mm-hmm.
I just wish somebody would tickle my back. And that's when I was like, you know what? I'm just going to do it. This is, if I'm ever going to do anything really crazy, now is the time. And that was the genesis.
We talked to a woman a few minutes ago who, she was so excited about this. She called us immediately. Mm-hmm. Please tell me where this is. Tell me when it opens. I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, cool. Tell us more. Why would you like to go? She's like, I love being tickled.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay. Now, here's the interesting thing. And Kimberly, I don't know that you're doing this to save marriages, but she's married, but her husband won't tickle her.
No.
That's exactly it. And I think there are times when people feel like getting their back tickled or their hair played with without having to reciprocate, you know?
Yeah. I mean,
just to relax. And, you know, I used to go to the dry bar all the time, and a lot of it was just, I like the feeling of having somebody wash and dry my hair, even though they don't do anything else. And so it kind of occurred to me that sometimes people are willing to pay for that simplicity of a service. Oh
my gosh, that's one of the greatest things ever, when they massage your head and they're just, yes.
I mean, and we've seen businesses open that offer professional cuddling.
Yeah.
And napping. So why not tickling?
Question though, okay, so somebody there will tickle you. What if you want to reciprocate? Can you be the tickler?
Can you tickle back?
You know, we haven't crossed that bridge. I don't anticipate that happening. Uh-huh. But that's not a part of our core services, so I say.
Okay. I didn't know.
It's not on the menu. Right?
Good to know, though. Yeah. I don't want to go in and do like a tickle faux pas.
Well, there's got to be tickle protocol.
Yeah, of course. I want to make sure that we know the rules.
When you go to get a massage, do you massage the massage therapist?
No, you're right. That's a good point. No,
so,
you don't.
There you go. All right. Would you say, Kimberly, that the same, I guess, logistics involved in massages probably work in the tickle bar as well?
Well, I would have to say it is different because really massage involves manipulating tendons and muscles, and it's deeper. We are very proudly shallow. We are only skin deep. And while we will do kind of a good back scratch, it's nice and firm for people who are ticklish, because we do get that, people going, oh my gosh, I'm ticklish, I wouldn't want anybody to touch me. We get that, you know, so just a basic good scratch in your scalp and on your back, we do that too. But, you know, we don't massage, we don't use oils, we don't use lotions. It is very different. And it's heated, by the way. It's not lying down. We found when we were doing all sorts of experimenting, trying to figure this out, actually, if you're wanting to get those good goosebumps and back shivers, being seated is the way to do it. But we do have these special little Moroccan tents where when you're seated, you've got an area that you're leaning into and leaning on, whether you're, you know, looking at your phone or eating, drinking a glass of wine, whatever. But so the protocol is different from a massage.
Gotcha. Okay. So it's really funny. Kimberly, I got to tell you, me personally, I won't get a massage. And the reason is I'm very self-conscious about somebody putting their hands on my body. But I just told Rebecca and Lucky, I said, but I would love to go get a tickle.
Right. Yeah, and you could do it with your, you know, this isn't something where you have to be nude.
Naked, right.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. I mean, you can pull off your shirt because we have these little Moroccan tickle tents, but a lot of people like the feeling just over their shirt. So, yeah, we get that there's a wide variety of preferences here, and we're hoping that there are a lot of people like you who feel that way, who say, you know what, sometimes the massage is just too much, and it can almost hurt because it's therapeutic, and this is just about pleasure.
I love it. Okay. It opens on Monday. You're doing an event tomorrow, is that right?
Yes, we're doing, and I know it seems crazy to do right now during a pandemic, but that's why we're doing it outside. It's masked. We've got a big balloon display and wine and photographers and videographers and just a lot of fun. We got a few guys wearing angel wings that'll be worth seeing on their own. So it's just a fun way to give people an excuse to take some photos to share on social media. It's not a big indoor crowded event. So we're hoping to keep safe and interesting and some kind of break during this weird, mad COVID year and Christmas, something fun to do. So we hope we'll have a lot of people come out 3:30 on Saturday just to see that, help us celebrate, and then come and book an appointment. We'd love to see you. We'd love to tickle you.
Is it just male ticklers, or do you have male and female ticklers?
No, it's all women right now.
Oh, okay.
We have little technicians, and they're all female.
Okay. All right.
But not that we won't have guys in the future. It's just where we are now.
No, I just thought maybe since you were having the guys with the angel wings that maybe it was an all-male kind of thing. Yeah. But
no, well, so I have to say, we've had a ton of female interest, and that's when we were thinking, what would be fun that girls want to see? That would be fun. And you know, while that's a simplistic view of it, again, we're just trying to come up with some cute, fun ideas and wings, feathers, and shoot, we should probably have some girls with wings on, too.
All right. Sounds good.
Well, it sounds amazing.
Best of luck with your business venture. I love it. I think it's amazing, and it sounds perfect for this time.
Hey, thank you guys so much for including us. We really appreciate it and hope to see you at our salon.
Oh, you will. Mm. Absolutely.
On Monday.
The Tickle Bar. I might be at the event tomorrow.
Oh,
3:30. Yeah. By the way, it's right there at Mockingbird and Hillside over in the Lakewood area. Mm-hmm.
Will you do shirt on or shirt off?
I may
go for it, man.
Shirt off.
Attaboy.
Now, in the article from the Dallas Observer, Kimberly was saying that, you know, obviously she gets people curious.
Well, yeah.
Wondering, okay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
What's the ending? She says, even though it isn't that, if it gives me a double take, I'm going to take that. She says, because when they look twice, they're going to see that it's people like me, an over 50 woman who is the client, not the 20-year-old fraternity guy looking for that.
Gotcha. Oh,
there you go.
There you go. It's a tickle bar. It opens Monday. I can't wait.
Awesome. Best morning ever.
Good morning.
Good morning, and we're in trouble.
Miles in the morning on 98.7 Kayla. Call us at 214-787-1987.
Well, speaking of, we got to say thank you to Jane Lynch for calling in this morning.
Yeah.
Talking to us about her brand new Christmas album, A Swingin' Little Christmas. You can actually get that on vinyl.
That's so, so cool.
On Amazon right now. Very excited about that. But also want to say thank you to Kimberly Haley Coleman.
Yeah.
She is the sole proprietor.
Yeah.
Of the tickle bar.
Correct.
The head tickler.
You think she's actually hands-on?
I don't know. Go Monday and find out.
Right? Go tomorrow.
Or go tomorrow. That's right. With their open-air event.
If it tickles your fancy, to go check it out.
You're tickled pink. Yeah. That's their slogan, by the way.
It's a, what is it? A pre-tickle event?
Yeah, it's a pre-tickle.
Pre-tickle event?
Yeah.
You can get tickled, but yeah. Or if you just want to go watch people get tickled.
Correct.
Yeah.
It's free.
Yeah. So the location of the Tickle Bar is going to be right there at Mockingbird and Hillside.
Yeah.
Lakewood area.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect location. I feel like it just kind of fits the vibe over there.
Yeah, totally.
You know what I mean? I think people in Lakewood like to get tickled.
Absolutely.
I don't know why. I just feel like live in Lakewood, you like to be tickled.
I think it's because it's like it's very free over there.
Mm-hmm. Got somebody on the phone. Are you willing to go?
I am seriously considering it.
Now, are you going for fun, like just to watch, or do you legit into tickling?
I'm into tickling.
Oh. Please elaborate.
When I was young, my mom would always tickle me.
Yeah.
And she would always come at me like claws and grab my stomach and tickle me.
Uh-huh.
And I have loved to be tickled ever since.
Huh.
Okay.
Are you married?
Unfortunately.
Unfortunately. So he does not fulfill your tickling needs, is what you're saying.
No. And I've talked to you about the marriage thing before. He's the one that he's been married 7 times.
Oh, okay. So, question. Do you guys have a tickle agreement?
No, because we're never home at the same time.
Aww.
We work different hours, and we very, very seldom see each other.
Is tickling considered cheating? I mean, could you and your husband, do you have an agreement where someone else is allowed to tickle you?
No, we don't have an agreement.
But they might this weekend.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you go, we're going to need you to call us back.
Correct.
And tell us everything.
You went through.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Question. Mm-hmm. How would James feel about somebody else tickling you?
I don't think he's going to like that too much.
Why not? Would does he mind if you get a massage?
No, he doesn't.
Okay.
So he shouldn't, in theory, be against the tickling.
I always think about history.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
At some point in time, massaging started.
Yes.
Correct.
And when it started,
it was probably,
how did people think about it?
Correct.
How did you view massaging when massages first began?
Yeah, because when you break it down, it's a total stranger rubbing hot oil on you.
And you're basically
naked body. Yeah. Right.
So here it is, 2020.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
200 years from now, tickle bars will be all over
everywhere.
The place.
We got to start somewhere.
Correct.
Why not here?
On Monday, it opens.
Yes.
Right there on Mockingbird Hillside in Lakewood. The Tickle Bar. Let's all go.
And don't miss the best of Miles in the Morning every Saturday morning from 6 to 10 a.m.